Blog Talk Radio.
It's a very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother.
Social geek.
First, she wanted to keep saying Blog Talk Radio, and then they wanted to play the music over and over again. But it's Social Geek Radio. It's, you know, just par for the course. Just love it every minute. This is Deb Evans, and we have Giggly, a.k.a. Stow, because I swear to God, it's not me in this dashboard. It's AK's fault.
Oh, I forgot. Well, actually, I forgot that we had our new music. It made me giggle when it came on. I'm like, oh, we have our awesome new intro song.
We do. And I don't know why they wanted to I think it was just going to keep running and running and running, but that's
because
okay.
Blog Talk Radio thought it was as awesome as we thought it is.
I think it's really awesome. And I have not been singing it in my head for the last couple of days, but of course I will now because we've played it tonight. So we've got awesome music, and we have really awesome koozies that have come in. I was so thrilled to have that big old box of our Social Geek Radio koozies come in. So I put them on the Facebook page, and it's in the chat. So anybody that hasn't seen them yet has to go to the Social Geek Radio Facebook page and check them out. And AK, we're gonna give some out to our winners last week, but you had some really cool ideas of how folks can continue to win those Geek It Out.
Yeah, so I was thinking for our Geek It Out segment, where we, it's the last 15 minutes of the show, talk about cool websites, beautiful websites and tools and apps, that if you want to win a koozie, you can go on to our Facebook page, or you can tweet us, or email us, or wherever you want to stalk us and find us and contact us, and you can suggest sites that we could potentially mention on Geek It Out. And if your site is chosen and we end up using it on the show, then we'll send you a koozie.
Yeah, and they really are cool. I've got my Diet Coke sitting in my koozie right now, right beside my computer.
Yeah, well, mine might not be non-alcoholic, but when I get mine, I will use it.
That's okay. So tell us about our guest tonight. It's somebody that you've met, so why don't you introduce her?
Yes, our guest is Elsa M. She is the social media manager and marketing director for Yelp Baltimore. And I met Elsa, I kind of sort of briefly met Elsa in person through the group I started in Baltimore for Baltimore community managers. So for anybody who essentially does social media for either their own business or works in managing social media for another business, so that we could all sort of get together in a Facebook group and share ideas, bounce ideas off of one another, and then we meet in person once a month. And I think the first time I met Elsa, Yelp Baltimore was on my radar through one of my Twitter accounts. But I think I reached out to her and I said, hey, you know, who's the Oz behind this account? And we began exchanging direct messages. And then I invited her to be in the group, and then the rest is sort of history. I thought she would be a really cool guest for us to learn more about Yelp for Business, because we haven't covered that yet.
No, we haven't. So, hi, Elsa. It's nice
to
have you on.
Well, I got to tell you, your theme music was freaking awesome. I loved it.
Oh, good, because we think it's freaking awesome, too.
Yeah, I sort of did a little dance over here. You guys missed it.
Actually, we do have spy cameras on the Social Geek Radio.
Oh, darn
so
it.
Not only did we see it, we've recorded it, and it's probably going to be on YouTube and go viral later. We're
oh,
that
no.
geeky we can do that.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So, well, we just want to know all things Yelp, but before we get into Yelp, we want to know all about Elsa. So if you just want to start and tell us a little bit about your background, where you came from, and then how you got into being associated and working with Yelp.
Yeah, actually, I'm the community manager and marketing director for Yelp Baltimore. So in case some of the listeners aren't familiar with what Yelp is, it's a website that puts people in touch with great local businesses. So whether that's a boutique or a barbecue or a dentist or a mechanic, Yelp has like a ton of reviews from people just like you and I. So by checking out the site, they can make informed decisions on where they spend their money and their time. And Yelp, of course, was founded back in July 2004. And since then, we've expanded all across the world. And we are taking root in just across the U.S. as well. So personally, I'm a graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Go Badgers! And I'm a former TV reporter and a radio host. So after about 9 years in straight news, I knew that it was time for a little bit of a change. I definitely wanted something that was creative and fun still. And I just really felt like Yelp was a perfect combination of that. And when I first moved to the area, which was a few years back now, I was pretty much lost. So I would walk around Baltimore and D.C. and not really know what restaurants to go to or where the good shopping was because I didn't really have a lot of friends or family down here. And a former colleague of mine introduced me to Yelp, and that was basically it. I was really pretty much hooked. So when this job came up, I saw it and literally applied within an hour of even reading the description. And I haven't really looked back since. So that is where I am now.
Well, obviously they loved you because they didn't need to interview anybody else because you got the job.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So what, you can tell us a little bit about the, and obviously I'm guilty of this too, I used the title community manager even when I named our Facebook group. I said Baltimore Community Managers, and I advertised it on LinkedIn. I had a LinkedIn group, and I had people coming to me from sort of real estate and all these kind of things. Like, I don't know if you're talking about me in the community manager field, so... What is a community manager, and what do you do?
I think it's sort of nebulous depending on what organization or company that you're working for. But for Yelp, basically, I'm the physical embodiment of the website itself. So I craft our weekly Yelp, which highlights great area local businesses, and it's based on a theme. So it's everything from best burgers in Baltimore to Yelpers' favorite karaoke bars or places to buy perfume. So I'll craft that e-newsletter, and then that'll get blasted out to, people in the Baltimore community and as far south as Annapolis and up to Columbia and then far east. I also like to include an events calendar so that people know what cool things are going on in the area that week. And I just basically write all the weeklies based on what Yelpers are already talking about on the site. And then in addition to that, I plan some pretty sweet events, if I do say so myself. I do that once a month in an effort to really get our more active contributors and Baltimore's tastemakers out and about. And then I'll work with business owners to help them use the site and take advantage of the free marketing tools that we have on Yelp, which there are many. So I like to meet with them oftentimes in person just to help them utilize the site a little bit more. And then... In addition to that, I help to develop and execute marketing campaigns to get people out and about more. So we had a campaign around the holidays, Yelp Shops Local, for instance, and that really encouraged people to shop locally for the holidays. So it's a lot of on-site stuff and a lot of off-site stuff.
Hmm. So is that kind of like the model of Yelp? Like you are specifically Yelp Baltimore. But since Yelp is across the country and worldwide, is there a regional Yelp community manager sort of for each demographic area?
Yeah, spectacular Yelp employee and a metro near you. In every place where we are, there's one of us that's really actively engaging the community and making sure that we are, out and about in our local cities.
I'll have to look for the one in Houston.
Yeah, there's one in Houston. I think that's Sarah. We all know each other. Yeah, and she's fabulous. So we're all over the place. I'll introduce you.
Oh, that'd be great. staff. I like meeting new people. So I have a question for you. You mentioned Yelpers. You said you have Yelpers. What is a Yelper?
Well, you could be a Yelper. Anyone can be a Yelper.
I want to be a Yelper. I don't know what it is, but I can be a Yelper.
Within the hour, you could be the Yelper. Within like 30 seconds, you could be. It's really just everyday people. Well, everyday people that are 18 and older, of course. They can go right online and join the site. Basically, they're people like you and I who enjoy being in the know and sharing their experiences with local businesses. In fact, by this past March, we had 71 million unique visitors. And review-wise, there are more than 27 million rich local reviews. So that makes Yelp actually the leading local guide for real word-of-mouth reviews. So it's really, I always liken it to people going to the site and getting the reviews from a good friend or family member. It's just everyday people.
I don't know, AK. Do we fit into the category of everyday people?
Well, I don't know. We may be a subset of rare breed of geek people, but I think we're a pretty good target for Yelp in that we like to hear our own opinions.
We're not afraid to tell people what we think or do a video, post pictures. So,
Sounds like you guys would make good elite squad members down the line.
Ooh, now you've got my attention. Not only can I be a Yelp, but I can be the elite.
The elite, That actually is a good question. Elites are really like the creme de la creme of Yelpers. It's actually free to become elite, but they have to apply to be on the squad. It's a coveted position, if that makes sense. There's a national elite council that reviews their application, and while there's no tried and true ways to really become part of the squad, they basically always choose folks that are very thoughtful in their reviews and pride themselves upon frequenting local businesses and, of course, provide real names and pictures. We don't want, like, you know, Scooby-Doo saying that he wrote a whole bunch of reviews. That doesn't really count. I personally found that our elites are really personable and outgoing, which, of course, makes my job easier since I plan all these special event parties for them, and we do that once a month. And when I do those parties, it's really great because for the businesses, it's a great way for them to get to their target demographic and to show off what makes them so special. And then for the elites, it's a great way to discover businesses that they might not have tried before, or maybe they tried in the past, but they're seeing it in a new light. And I always try to make it very Yelpy, is what I call it. So I've had fire breathing at my events. I've had live bands, DJs. I once had a belly dancer with a sword on top of her head. I had another event with a 6-foot-tall rotating globe, an aerialist. So you name it, I've either done it or plan to do it. And it's fun. I mean, I'm really happy that the elites and the businesses get to meet each other and have a great time together because they both deserve it.
Now, that's not a paid position, is it, to be part of this elite squad?
No. No reviews are paid for. Yeah, nothing like that. Yep. People just like to review. What can I say?
They like to share.
They do. I always say, you know, there's always that one person in your group of friends that loves to be in the know. They know when the new restaurant is opening up or what new club is out and about or what new bowling alley is even around the corner. And so our elite squad is basically like you pluck that person out of all of these different social groups, all of these different friends, and they comprise the elite squad, basically. You know those people.
Mm-hmm.
We are those people, Ellen.
I was just putting that in the chat. Like, yep, we know those people. That's funny. Fun.
All right. So, well, my problem is, yes, I'd like to do reviews, and I try to remember when I go to a location to go to give a review. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I had a really good experience and I know that's the best time to give a review and I just don't. But I tend to be more of the type when I have a bad review, then I remember and I'm like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to tell them I had a bad experience. And I have a lot of clients who I recommend that they set up their profile in Yelp and they sort of come from a different angle, but they say, you know, well, are people just coming to Yelp just to rant about their bad experiences?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what do you say to people who have that impression from a business owner perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I get that question all the time, or, you know, it's a misconception, really, that Yelp is just there for people to go and rant. Naturally, it really couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, 80% of the reviews on Yelp are positive, meaning 3 stars and above. So what we generally see is that the reviews on Yelp reflect real-life experiences. So if you think about the number of times that you go out to eat in a week, it's really rare that all of those experiences are, like, freaking amazing, or that they're just terrible, like they're not really that polarizing. The same goes for the rating distribution on the site. So that said, it's really important to keep in mind that the people really aren't saying anything on Yelp that they aren't already saying to their friends or the family at home or their colleagues at work. Yelp and other online review sites like it, it's a platform for them to share their experiences. So whether that's good or bad, they're sharing those experiences and basically helping others make informed decisions at the same time.
So I might be jumping ahead here, but I'm a business owner, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming that these business owners are watching these reviews because they want to pay attention to the customers. Are they trying to engage with those customers that are giving them rave reviews? Let's hope they're more rave reviews than negative reviews. How do they engage with them? Via Yelp in a chat session, or is there a way that they can reach out to those customers?
Well, there's a couple different ways. The businesses have a free marketing suite of tools. So once they claim their business page, basically saying on the website, like, this is my business, someone from Yelp headquarters will give them a call just to verify. They'll, you know, because you don't want everybody saying, yeah, that's my business, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll verify that. And then once they do, they can identify themselves as a business owner, and they can comment either publicly or privately on those reviews. So if it's something that they feel like they got a stellar review and they want people to know. In fact, I got one the other day. I reviewed an Amish market near where my mother-in-law lives, and I love that Amish market. Let me tell you, they have baked goods galore, and I sort of went crazy in there. And so I wrote this glowing review, and lo and behold, the person who handles their Yelp site, which I thought was also pretty cool that the Amish market had, you know, someone that was really engaged in social media. But she wrote back and was just like, you know what, not only that, but we have this and that, and you should come back down. And she made that a public comment. And I thought that was really cool because other Yelpers could see that, and they could see that exchange. If she wanted to, she could also send something that was a private exchange and just send it as sort of like your email. There's sort of an email feature, a messaging feature on Yelp as well. So they can do that as well. So there's a couple of different ways that businesses can interact with Yelpers right there on the site.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have to remember to do more reviews. I know I haven't done one in probably 2 years. I remember doing one when I was in Philadelphia at a restaurant, and it was just awesome, awesome service, awesome food, really nice waiter. And I remembered that night, let me go in there, and I think I'd use Yelp. Go in and just, you know, really put my opinion out there. Well, we liked it so much that we went a second night. And when it was a small party of us, and when we got there, the poor waiter, he's like, because we asked for him again, and apparently the manager called him like at 6 a.m., because I did it really late at night, it was like midnight, and the manager called him at 6 a.m. and said, what did you do last night on service, and freaked him out, but it was because he got such great reviews. He goes,
I don't know those people.
He said, well, they made a reservation to come back.
So. You know what? It does. It counts, and it makes the businesses feel good when they read that, and it makes the people who work there feel good. And honestly, it makes other Yelpers and people who are reading the reviews feel good as well, because, you know, now they know, you know, where to go and who to ask for or what menu item to get. So it is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, a good way to remember to write reviews is to use the app. Yelp's mobile app is, it's, I love our app. We have about 5 million people that use it. It is the most downloaded, used app for reviews. And you can, like, if you're in the middle of an experience like that or at the end of the experience, you can start to make a draft on your Yelp app, whether it's iPhone or Android or BlackBerry. You can do a draft, and then the next time that you log into your Yelp account, your draft will be right there. And it'll be there in sort of a gold band. And when you see that at the top of your page, you're like, oh, yeah. And it'll sort of nag you. Like, if I see too many gold bands there, then I'm like, oh, my goodness, I didn't finish that review. So it is very, very helpful to remember when you have an experience like that. And it's nice that the app is linked to the site that way. I got to tell you that when I get that alert on my iPhone saying that it's time to update my Yelp app, I sort of let out a little squeal sometimes. I know it sounds geeky, but it's true. That's because every time they upload it or they do something, I don't know what the engineers are doing, but they're freaking gods over there because it's always like better than the last time, and I don't know how that happens. So, of course, you can download that. It's just that m.yelp.com, if that makes sense.
I'm actually downloading it right now on my smartphone because
that's the only way
I'm going to write the reviews is to download it.
Also, I need you to tell us about Yelp Monocle because it's my favorite thing ever.
Yes, Yelp Monocle is, I'm telling you, I mean, it's cool. So you press the Yelp Monocle. And let's say, and in fact, I use this a lot when I was in New Orleans recently. You know how people, you go to a place and people get, like, really excited. So they're like, you got to try the gumbo, and you've got to try this. And I'm like, okay, great, I will. But I've got no idea where to go. So I typed in literally, like, gumbo, and, like, they'll say they can tell exactly where you are. So I typed in gumbo. It says current location. I say yes. And then they show me all of the restaurants that are nearby that have gumbo, and they show me the star ratings, what the tips are, and then also what the reviews are, or what the review is, if that makes sense. But the monocle, let's say I just want to know what I'm surrounded by, I can press my little monocle feature, hold my phone out, and they will literally sort of show me, like, if I start rotating, like, from north to south, it'll pop up with all of the different businesses that are in my general vicinity. And it looks cool. It is cool. It's really helpful. I love it. I love the app all the way around. But not only that, it's really functional, so you can make reservations via OpenTable right on your app. You can get directions. You can check out pictures and reviews, of course, before you order or buy. I mean, it's everything from, like, your shoe cobbler to your mechanic. Like, it's really at your fingertips.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
It's cool. Awesome. And, I mean, I obviously know everything that's around me, but sometimes just for the fun of it, I pull up and I check it. I'm, like, showing everybody. Like, it's like my party trick. Like, look what my phone can do.
I'm telling you, I do it at my house sometimes. Like, I'm at home, and I just want to see that. I know what business is near me, but I still want to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention, too, that it's now, this is one of the new features because it's been upgraded. They've integrated the Yelp deals on the mobile, meaning that you can search for deals nearby to see what those businesses are offering for discounts or savings. And that is also one of my favorite ways to discover a new business while, of course, saving a little dough, which I also enjoy.
Deb, did you know also that via the Yelp app you can check in and you can get, like, I feel like I was like the princess of Starbucks or something at one point.
You're the duchess. You're the duchess.
The duchess. I was the duchess of Starbucks. Because remember when we were in Chicago when we were checking in on Foursquare and then we were using, what was that? I can't remember.
Scavenger.
The other one, wasn't it?
Scavenger.
Mm-hmm. We could have been checking in on Yelp and we could have been the duchess of everywhere in Chicago.
We just have to go
back. You always want to become the duchess of something cool. Like, I kept becoming the duchess of, like, random things, like a gas station one time and, like, something else odd. I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. But it's still cool when you win the little crown. Sort of neat. I also like when you check in on a place and then all of a sudden you find out that you won something, which is cool. I've done that a couple times where it's, like, all of a sudden I got, like, gummy bears as long as I show, you know, my Yelp deal on there. So that's always a nice surprise. You never know what's going to happen when you check in.
Wow. I'm sitting here just playing around with the Yelp app right now, and it really picks up places because I live way out in no man's land. So 6 miles from me is like the closest store, Walgreens.
Yeah, and it picked it up.
And yeah, yeah. So yeah. It picked it up. That's pretty cool.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh. Now I can check in at Yelp as well. I'll probably never get to my meal or shopping or whatever. I'll be checking in on all these. But that's okay. I can be the Duchess.
It's cool, though.
Yes,
you can take pictures. You can take pictures, right? And then the pictures go on that business's
right
Yelp
there.
Page.
Yeah. And it's all integrated, too. So if there's something where I've written a review and I want it to post to my Facebook, or if I want people on Facebook to also see that I've checked into a place, like maybe I'm meeting some friends later and I want them to know I'm already there, you can integrate that as well on your Yelp app so that, you know, it goes there. If you want to check into a place but you don't want everybody to know, like let's say you are gunning for a Duchess position at, you know, the donut shop, but you don't want everyone to know that you're gunning for that, you can also check in without advertising it on Facebook or Twitter or on Yelp even. You can just sort of check in silently where it still counts for you, but you're not telling everybody where you are. So that's it's a good feature as well.
I'm going to be Yelping. So now, so I can be a Yelper. I can Yelp.
Exactly.
You even can be a bot.
Yeah, you said in a few seconds you could tell me how to do it. And I'm hooked. I'm with you. I'm hooked. And actually, we have a guest that's on the phone line, and she's texting, sending me text messages saying she's loving the show, and I have a feeling she's downloaded the Yelp app to her phone as well.
Oh, good, good. I'm million and one now. Yay!
Oh, fun.
I love it. That's great.
So
look
I can,
at everyone playing on
I know,
app
we're
right
sitting
now.
Here looking at the app. So I got to stop looking
I know,
at the app.
I know, we're playing with our app.
Okay. We have more questions for Elsa.
Okay,
so we should pay attention.
Well, we talked about it a lot so far, kind of from the consumer perspective. Like, I honestly, I'm not just saying this because Elsa's on the show and, you know, because we're talking about it, but literally, if I'm going to especially go to a restaurant, Yelp, I will go to Yelp first before I make my ultimate decision to go to someplace because I want to make sure, A, that people have had a good experience with it, and I also like to get suggestions on what to order and that kind of thing. But let's talk about it a little bit more from the business side in terms of what a business needs to do in order to set up a profile and manage their profile and how else they can use it.
Sure. Well, businesses, of course, can definitely take advantage of the site. A lot of times, and I shouldn't say a lot of times, sometimes I'll meet with businesses who don't really realize that they have a voice too. They think it's just for customers or consumers, and it's definitely a two-way street. So we have a whole suite of free, I want to keep saying this, free marketing tools for business owners. They just want to go to biz.yelp.com. All business owners have to do is just visit the site, type in their business name, and then click on edit business info. There'll be a little like red button that says that. And then there'll be a little button where you can sort of like click and indicating that the business is theirs. And of course, like what I said before, you'll get an automated call at the number of your business listing to verify your identity, you know, just make sure that it's you. And then once that's done, they'll be able to respond both publicly and privately to the comments, like I told you before. Mm-hmm. But not only that, they can add unlimited pictures to their business listing and provide information about themselves. I always encourage business owners to do that because it really personalizes their business. You know, it's one thing to go to Joe Schmo restaurant, but it's another thing to see something that says, "Hi, I'm Joe Schmo, and I started this restaurant when I was such and such an age, and I'm born and bred in Baltimore." That always really, really helps, and people appreciate that. You can also add videos as well about your business.
Ooh.
And on the back end, the part that people don't see, you can get the in-depth analytics about your page's traffic. So you can see, like, who's going there, how often they're going there, and more. So, again, all of this is free. And it can really go a long way in building their relationships with customers and consumers in a very personal way. And like I said, I really just love seeing business owners taking control of their pages and getting involved on the site. It's like all of a sudden that business listing isn't just like a business, like brick and mortar, but an actual person. And Yelpers and consumers in general, they love to feel connected, and that's what keeps people coming back no matter what. So I'm just happy that Yelp is able to, you know, provide that.
Very cool. So for, well, this is kind of one of my things, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, but maybe you guys will agree with me. So I'm going to go to a restaurant. One thing I want to see is, like, yes, I can read the words on a menu, but I want to see pictures of the food. I really, like, I'm the one who's, like, looking over my shoulder, like, I'm paranoid, but I'm really trying to secretly spy on the table behind me to see what they've ordered.
Don't do that.
I, like, tap them on the shoulder. I'm like, what is that? Because that looks delicious. Like, I really wish more restaurants would take advantage of taking pictures and putting them up on something like Yelp. Like,
there's nothing like a good picture of a good dish because it will, like, you'll think about it all day long. Like, I can't wait till I get to that that restaurant or, you know, that cafe. I'm sort of addicted with the taking the pictures. Like, you should see me, like, date night with my husband. He had to actually regulate how many pictures I can take. So I can take him, like, for the beginning of every course that comes out. So he gives me, like, 10 seconds to take it as an appetizer, then the entree, then the dessert, and then that's it, because it's like, you know, you're getting a little crazy with the pictures. But he says that, and now I've seen him doing it, so I was like, ha-ha, I got you. So it does become addictive, but it's pretty cool.
Well, it is. It's super helpful. I don't know another word for it other than helpful, but
it is. And you know what? You should always click on the pictures on Yelp, because once you click on one, you might just think it's just that picture or that picture and then the little thumbnails they have underneath. There's usually like 3 or 4 thumbnails underneath. But then you can sometimes click on it and realize that there's 20 user pictures that people are uploading, because it's so easy to do again on your app.
And through the app too, people can leave tips, or sort of like tips. Is it called?
Yeah, the tips. Tips are great. Tips are great because sometimes you just want to tell someone something very useful quickly. Like, I went to dinner in D.C. This was a while ago, maybe about 6 months ago, and I noticed that the D.C. community manager, Kristen, she had left a tip there that says you have to ask for the bread at this restaurant. It's really good, and it's free, but they'll only bring it out if you ask. And had I not read that tip on Yelp, I wouldn't have known. And I know it's a little silly, but I would have been mad that I missed out on that bread, because she was right. It was delicious. So checking the tips, you'll see little things like that. Or, you know, I know that there's a restaurant in Pigtown, actually. It's an Ethiopian restaurant that's more of a cafe, and they don't have it listed on there that they have this Ethiopian bread that my dad's Ethiopian. So they have this Ethiopian bread, but you have to ask for it because it's not on the menu. So I put a tip like that on there. So you get a whole bunch of people like that that are sort of, you know, giving away these little keys or these little nuggets of information. And it's definitely, it makes your dining experience a little bit cooler.
Awesome. So is that like one of Yelp's distinguishing features? Like, what really does set Yelp apart from a lot of other review sites?
I would say, in a word, honestly, it's integrity. Integrity is a big part of what Yelp is about. We really pride ourselves on making sure that our content is always useful and that we live up to our purpose, which is, of course, to put people in touch with great local businesses. And since our launch back in 2005, we had something called our review filter, which is basically in place to sort of weed out the fake or shill or malicious reviews. It's really like you don't want some business owner's entire extended family littering his business page with fake 5-star reviews, you know,
right.
The same way that you wouldn't want a competing business to have all of its employees spam another business with negative 1-star reviews. So while we don't really disclose how it works, because it's basically a moot point and there's an algorithm, you know, you basically think of the filter like the spam filter on your email. So every now and again, a legitimate email from your mom might get sent to spam, but for the most part, your mom gets, you know, to your inbox. So it works as intended, but because of that, the fact that you're getting your reviews from people in the community just like you, and that there is sort of this filter to make sure that the integrity is intact, it just makes Yelp a really trusted site. And that's why we have 71 million unique visitors that, you know, tuned in on an average just last quarter. And it's because they trust it and they find it useful.
Very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I would be lost without sites like this because I have come to, like, honestly, I don't understand how people just chance it now by, like, going to a place. I feel like I have to do so much due diligence before I, like, commit myself to leaving my house.
You know, I've done that before. Even now, even working for Yelp, there's been a couple of times where I'm just, like, I'm just in a hurry. So I'm like, okay, I'll pop in somewhere. And my experience wasn't, like, good or bad. It was just sort of average. And then just out of curiosity's sake, I'll check it on Yelp. And sure enough, it's exactly what I thought it was. And it was sort of average. And if I had just searched on Yelp beforehand, I could have gone a block over and gotten, you know, a four, five-star meal. So I've learned my lesson the hard way a couple of times, just being lazy or not having a charged phone. I make sure my charger's always ready to go.
we do that as well.
Yeah. No, I think this is really cool. Like Deb, I'm glad that Elsa stepped in and told you exactly what she told me because I told her the same thing when she first told me what she did with Yelp because I said, I don't remember to do reviews. And she was like, you have to do this and you have to do the app.
Right.
And literally, like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I always just went to the website on my computer. Like, I've known about Yelp for a really long time to look for reviews, but the app is, like, my savior.
Well, yeah. And I have to admit, I think I'm sure my husband has the app. He's not really the social geek part of us, of this pair, but I know he's used it for checking out locations because when we went to New Orleans, he found a lot of good restaurants, but... Yeah. I know he's not writing reviews using it. So now that I have the app, he can find the places, and then I'll write the review. So then the team of us will.
There you go. There you go. I like the teamwork. That's very good. Yeah.
That's a good point, Deb. I kind of realized about Yelp, because my boyfriend uses it too, is that it's sort of like the review/ you know, social review type sites for people who aren't necessarily huge social media people.
Right.
So, like, Jeff would never in a million years go on Foursquare or have any clue in the world how to use something like Foursquare.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to go out to dinner and he's trying to pick a place, he'll go to Yelp, absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
So I think that's a nice part about it as well, because you're picking up a different, as a business, you're picking up a different demographic.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was amazed. I mean, when I started working for Yelp, I had used the website before. I'd used the app before. But when I really started exploring the site, I realized that you set up your own profile with all of your reviews. So I have my sister who lives in Dallas now. I have one of my cousin-in-laws who lives in Houston. They really weren't on Yelp to begin with. But they started following my reviews. They were interested in, like, where I was going because I reviewed literally everything. Like, my mechanic, I reviewed my contractor who did the hardwood flooring in our house. I was his first review. I get really excited when I'm the first to review something. But they started getting intrigued. And I'll tell you now, my sister actually called me a couple weeks ago and was like, I made it on the Elite Squad. I was like, you did? Wow. I had no idea. Because she had really, really taken Yelp to heart and started using it in her everyday life. My cousin-in-law, same sort of thing. She's using it all the time. And that goes to show you, too, different stages in your life. We've got people using Yelp that are, like I said, 18 and above. And when I say 18 and above, I mean 18 and above. There's no cutoff for that. My sister is in her early 20s. Well, gosh, she's in her late 20s now. Oh, she'd be mad at me. my cousin-in-law is married with two kids, you know, and, but everyone is using it and enjoying it. And when they become part of the elite squad again, enjoying that fellowship and seeing their city in a new light. I think that's really important. A lot of times we get stuck in the day-to-day, or we just stuck with wake up, go to work, come home. And to have something that you look forward to once a month, or I do more events than once a month, but that one, at least one event once a month, that is really, it's important. I think it's important to be a part of your community, and Yelp really embodies that.
Deb, you know that I need to be an elite squad member.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here, and, of course, I'm paying attention, I promise, but I'm trying to, you know, get my accounts all set up because and businesses should have more couples, aka like you and Jeff and Chuck and I, because as you said, it pulls from two demographics. So we're really writing out the reviews both on Foursquare and Yelp. And I'm just sitting here looking at all these features that Yelp has, and I'm feeling I need to go forward and quit thinking, oh, I wish I had it when I was in Chicago or last weekend when I was away. That's okay. I can use it now.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you check out the events page as well. That will tell you about local events that are happening, which is great. Anyone can add to our events page. So, again, everything is free. So if you know of something going on, we've worked with wine festivals before and Great Grapes, who were just there in Cottesville. So you can add those sort of events, or if you're just trying to see what's going on this weekend, Yelp's a great place for that. And talk threads. You can pick anything. Like, I just might want to know where you can get, like, adult snow cones, like the alcoholic snow cones. And you look on Yelp, and there's a thread for that where people are just treating
their things. I was going to say, where can you get adult snow cones?
Exactly. See? Got you intrigued.
Elsa, where is this involved?
I'm not going to tell you. You better go on Yelp. I'm not telling you.
I'm on it right now. I'm looking that up.
Okay, we've lost AK now. She's looking at for adult snow.
See you later.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. So that's the type of nuggets that you get on the talk side. You're funny, AK.
That's all I got out of the show, really. I was best show ever. It's great.
Well, now we lost Dana, who's our faithful listener and our social director. He I think got dropped for a while, and he's back on. So I don't know he heard that whole conversation about adult snow cones, and you can find them on Yelp. So Dana, you should be checking this out.
Tell you one last thing. I'm sorry.
Sure.
When you're searching on the site, you don't always have to know the actual restaurant that you're searching for. So if you just know, like, an entree that you're looking for, like adult snow cone, you can type that in and then type in Baltimore, Maryland. Or if you know that you want, like, adult snow cone, but you want it, like, around the corner from where you live, you can put adult snow cone, Canton, and then comma Baltimore, Maryland, and then you can pick up whatever neighborhood. So it's really, really specialized by neighborhood, and not only restaurants, or I keep saying restaurants, but whatever, businesses, like I could say shoes or dresses or pizza or what have you, and that will pull up as well. So you can search several different ways.
Cool.
So many
things. Don't worry, guys. I found it.
She's the ultimate multitasker. She'll be putting links in the chat here soon about where you can go find it.
Only for the important stuff.
Right. Okay. So now let's get back to, we've got a couple more questions we're going to have to ask her that are very business related. So you have a business and you've got a Yelp account. What do businesses do should they get that negative review? Something that's just not really great.
No, it's a very good question. Actually, all of my elite events that I told you about that I put on, they're reviewed on a separate event page as well. So I totally feel how some business owners may feel when they read something that isn't that favorable. Negative reviews are always really hard to read, especially if you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears into your dream. That being said, they can also be really, really helpful. Some people get upset when they read that a customer has written something unflattering about their business, but more times than not, those negative reviews offer customers real feeling, and thus that allows, like, a great window and insight to what it's a window into what businesses wouldn't normally have. They wouldn't normally know, like, the true feelings of customers. So, like, if you notice a theme with your negative reviews, perhaps that's something that you might want to revisit. I actually had one business tell me that they added noodles to a meatball entree that didn't initially have it because of what they saw on Yelp. They saw Yelpers saying, like, you know, I ordered this meatball entree and I really expected noodles. And so the business owner was like, you know what, I'm just going to try these noodles. And now that menu item, believe it or not, is one of the most popular items on their menu. So it's a small example, but a real one. And sometimes even a negative experience sort of deserves a personal response. So that's when I say that you can use that free marketing suite of tools. You can take advantage of those tools and just sort of reach out to them privately if it's something that you don't want to say publicly. Or you can reach out publicly if it's something that you sort of take issue with and you say, you know what, look, it's not accurate, and I want other people to know that, you know, like if someone says, look, there's no bathroom on the second floor of this business, and the business owner is like, yes, there is, that might be something you want to comment publicly and say, hey, you know, I appreciate your review, but there actually is a bathroom upstairs on the second floor. Just make a right. You know, and that way it shows that the businesses are engaged, and it also helps people get accurate information.
Very, very good. Yeah. Well, we're getting close to our geek it out, but I think I think we've got one more really good question for you. And
uh-huh.
you're so passionate about what you do, and I can hear it. But
yeah.
Is there something that you haven't shared with us yet that you just absolutely positively love about working with Yelp? I mean,
you know what? I'll tell you what I love about working for Yelp. I actually love working in Baltimore. I have to tell you, Baltimore reminds me a lot of my hometown. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So it, too, is on the water. There are new, great little neighborhoods springing up all the time. We're both beer towns, okay? You guys have Natty Bow. We have Miller in Milwaukee. And we call it the Beast, Old Milwaukee. We've got that, too. But the people here are just really down to earth. And since I moved here a couple of years ago, I just feel like everything's really new to me. So I get to check out a new restaurant or a new boutique or a new park and get to strategize how to help people see it in basically the same way that I'm seeing it with very fresh eyes. And honestly, I love that Yelp pays me to do it, to be honest. It gives me the freedom to do just that and put on really creative events. I mean, if I say that I want an event with a stilt walker and a contortionist, I can do that, and no one's going to stop me, you know? I did one. I'm sort of a geek, I got to tell you. It's a good thing I'm on the show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very fitting. But we did an event last week at Gertrude's at BMA, and I made it Great Gatsby Garden Party at Gertrude's. So everyone was dressed in 1920s sort of seersucker suits and flowing gowns, and it was really cool. I had a trio that came out there, and it was, like, cool and nice and just fun. And I love that Yelp affords me that opportunity that I can put on these events and, you know, just be really social because, obviously, I like to talk. So it lets me do all of that. So it's great. It's definitely a plus.
Oh, fun. Yeah. I don't know. I might have to check out. I don't need another job. I don't
you know
need
what
job.
You should do? We're gonna get you on Yelp, first of all. And then plus, since you're in Houston, I'm going to send an email to the community manager down there, Sarah, who's awesome. And then we'll have you guys take a sneak peek at an elite event, and then you can come back and tell your listeners.
Oh, fun. I'm on
there
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's lots of fun.
Cool. Well, give us different ways that our audience can reach you. You know, what are your social platforms so that everybody can connect?
So you can always go to Yelp.com. I'm partial to Yelp.com/Baltimore because that's me. So you can go there. If you want to check us out on Facebook, it's just Facebook.com/YelpBaltimore. Twitter is the same thing, Yelp Baltimore. And we just started Pinterest. It's looking a little sparse right now. But it is there, so you can follow us on all four of those.
Very good. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you
so
much.
I'm glad. I had fun with you guys from the theme music to the end.
Well, you can hang with this. AK is going to go into her Geek It Out.
I'm not leaving.
Peace. Okay, so hold on. And okay. Since we all love this geeky song, let's go ahead and play it again. Play it again. I see you dancing.
It's a very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother. Social geek.
Your headset bopping around because you were, you know, shoulder dancing and everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so sure. I've got new tabs open. I'm
right.
Ready. Where are we going?
Okay. Well, the first one is actually a tip I learned about Twitter this week that I did not know about, and I've shared it with some people. I put it on a Facebook page. I shared it, and it doesn't seem like a lot of other people know about it either, which is that you can use the search bar right within Twitter to look for links that have been posted to a blog or to your URL. And really, the beauty behind it is, let's say you wrote a blog post. You can take that URL and you can put it into the Twitter search. And not only will you find if somebody posted that blog post and use the long URL, which they probably didn't. It was probably too long, and Twitter truncated it into their URL shortener, or they put it into the Google URL shortener or Bitly or what have you. It also is smart enough to look inside a URL shortener and recognize that that long URL is hidden behind that shortener. So it'll fool anybody who has tweeted that link, no matter which URL shortener that they use. So you can really track and see how many people have tweeted out a particular URL.
So the original page that they need to go to is the Twitter search page.
Well, you can just go to Twitter.com and then put it into Twitter search.
Put it in their search? Okay.
Yeah. And I actually did it with a couple of my client sites this week, and it worked out really well. It was things that hadn't cropped up in my... any of my monitoring tools for mentions of their site, because they hadn't mm-hmm. included any of my keywords in their post. They have just shared the link. And because they used their own URL shortener, I wasn't able to track it by any other means, but then I was able to see that they were actually sharing the post, and it wasn't a retweet or anything like that. So then I was able to go in and say, hey, thanks for posting this, or whatever.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, so if you want to hear a better description of it than what I gave, you can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/socialgeekradio, and there's a whole post on there about exactly how you do it and the details behind it.
Cool beans.
Yep. So the next one I will share is a new site that I learned about just yesterday. It's called Tracky.com. Actually, I don't know how new it is. It might be old. I just found it. But TRACKY.com. And I'll put that in the chat here. It's touts itself as an online collaboration tool. I believe that there's also an iPhone app associated with it. So no Android yet and no BlackBerry app yet, but it's a way that you can create tasks for yourself or for other people that you want to add to get things done. One of the cool ways that I've seen or I've read about people using it is their sort of planning blog posts. So you can attach a link to it. So if you're reading something, you're like, hey, I want to comment on that, or I want to make that a source in my blog post, you can attach a link, you can attach a document to it.
You can schedule it to occur. You can have other people planning with it. So just a new online collaboration tool.
Or another way of delegating tasks.
Exactly.
And Laurie was online, but she's not on anymore.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to hold on to that one.
And I haven't used it. I just heard about it yesterday, so I haven't used it too much. But the reviews that I was reading about it are people are saying it's the collaboration task tool for people who don't like those types of tools, which really kind of piqued my interest because I'm one of those people. So I definitely... going to plan on trying to explore more of it. All right. The next one I'll share is, this is for Instagram users. So it's called Followgram.me. So if you're familiar with Instagram or you use Instagram, the native app on your phone is all well and good. You can find people, you can follow people, but you don't have a unique URL that you can post online to post to Twitter or to post to Facebook or to put on your blog and say, hey, follow me on Instagram. And the more and more popular that Instagram is becoming, especially for businesses that lend themselves well to have, like a restaurant, would lend itself well to having pictures of something, if there's no good way to promote your Instagram. So what Followgram has done is it's basically, you just simply say, yes, hook up my Instagram, you put in your email address and your password, it pulls in all of your Instagram photos, it pulls in the feed of anybody that you're following on Instagram, but it gives you a vanity URL which links to your Instagram feed so that people can then follow you on Instagram. It also gives you a code to generate a follow me on Instagram button, and it will give you a QR code. So if you were to click on a picture or to click on the account, then people can then go and scan your QR code and follow you on Instagram.
You know what I'm finding interesting on this site? I tried to pin it from my pin it button. But it told me it couldn't find anything. And, of course, I looked down at the site itself, and they had their own pin it button so I could pin it to Pinterest. Have you ever had that happen before?
Well, what I did, I think I pinned from this yesterday. Yeah. What I did was instead of trying to pin directly from a photo, I had it so that it had my feed up. And then I clicked pin it, and it gave me the option of all of my pictures to choose from, and I pinned it from that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. See, Elsa, she just out-geeks me all the time. That's okay. That's all right.
It's okay. You hold your own.
You know what?
That's
if I come second to AK, I'm still top dog compared to a lot of
people. No. Anytime Deb says anything like this, I always remind her she has higher clout than me. I love it. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, it bothers me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Very good. So I've pinned that. That's good.
All right. Well, we have time for one more, I believe. And this last one is called, I don't even know how it's pronounced, but it's widbook.com. So I guess it's widbook, widbook.com. And the premise is you can sort of start an ebook. So you can start it and sort of publish chapters as you go. You can also find other ebooks on there. You can collaborate with ebooks. So it's a very, very new site. And to be completely honest, from what I've experienced in the couple of days that I've used it, most of the content on here is not in the English language. Some of it is, some of it's not, but the majority is not. I believe the originators of the site are international. But it has a very good premise, and it looks like it might be something that will definitely evolve. So I think it would be good to kind of get in at the ground level and see where it goes.
Cool. Okay. Well, we've got to wrap it up because she's going to shut us down in a minute. Elsa, thank you. I'm looking forward to connecting and staying in touch with you and then connecting with the Houston Yelp rep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody go to the Facebook page, check out the koozies that we have, and make suggestions for the Geek It Out segment so that we can send a koozie to you. And join us next week. Next week we're going to have Justin Brackett on. He is going to talk about managing managing via online your management team. So anyway, good night,
everybody.
Thanks, Elsa. Mm-hmm. Bye, Deb.
Thanks again.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Social Geek.